those circumstances of our birth, over which we obviously had no control, are an important factor in the way in which we understand our identity. For some of us, our birthplace may even be a source of pride. Certainly, for all of us who were born citizens of the United States, the circumstances of our birth have been a source of great privilege in our daily lives compared to much of the world. In today's gospel reading, Jesus encounters Nicodemus, a man of privilege, a learned Pharisee, and a leader of the Jews. Later in John's gospel, we learn that Nicodemus was a member of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish ruling council of Jerusalem. To have attained that status in the culture of first century Jerusalem, we can presume that Nicodemus was born into some level of privilege. Most fundamentally, Nicodemus was by birth a descendant of Abraham and understood himself to be one of God's chosen people. Somehow, Nicodemus became curious about Jesus. Nicodemus recognized in Jesus someone who was sent by God, someone who could do signs that were not possible apart from the presence of God. And so this man, Nicodemus, who was born into privilege and who had apparently lived a life in which he sought to serve God faithfully as a leader of his people, went to see Jesus, to inquire, to learn about who he was and why he was here. Jesus had received this prominent Jewish leader who has introduced himself to Jesus with a statement of recognition of Jesus' power and authority. And Jesus responds by offering Nicodemus a seemingly mysterious bit of wisdom. No one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Jesus tells Nicodemus that in order for him or for anyone else to see the kingdom of God, they must first be born from above. Or, as in other translations, that he must be born again. Or born again from above, or born anew. I remember soon after I started college at Furman University, being engaged in one of those deep late night discussions with some other freshmen about important things. And at some point, the discussion turned to religion, and someone asked me if I was a Christian. And I said yes. But then he followed up with the question, but are you a born-again Christian? It was not a question that I had ever considered before. I had grown up in the Presbyterian Church, always going to church regularly with my family. And as long as I could remember, I had always been a Christian. So I responded by shaking my head and saying, nope, I was born a Christian. I remember him looking back at me and shaking his head. Clearly, my answer was insufficient. As I considered this exchange between Jesus and Nicodemus, I wondered if Nicodemus shared some of my same befuddlement in the midst of that late night discussion. Nicodemus was born into the chosen people of God. Given his status, we can presume that religious practice and religious education were central to his identity and upbringing. And Jesus tells him that for him to see the kingdom of God, he must be born all over again. Doesn't Jesus understand that Nicodemus was born into this? That when Nicodemus emerged from his mother's womb, that faith in the one true God was his birthright. So Nicodemus responds to this quite literally: how can anyone be born again after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into one's mother's womb and be born? And so Jesus explains that the birthright to which Jesus is referring is the birth not of the flesh, but rather the birth that comes from water and the Spirit. As a Pharisee, Nicodemus was well trained in understanding God's law and the proper behavior and practices that flowed from it. However, Jesus is letting him know that the rebirth that is necessary from him and for all involves handing one's life over in obedience to the Spirit that cannot be predicted or controlled. The Spirit that is like the wind that blows where it chooses. You hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So as it turns out, I was wrong many years ago when I responded, no, I was born a Christian. In part, I was wrong because at that moment I was thinking of my physical birth into this world. I presumed that because my parents were Christians and I had never known anything else, that my birthright was that of a Christian. But as Jesus tells Nicodemus, what is born of the flesh is flesh. More importantly, though, I was wrong because I said no. In fact, I am a born-again Christian. Rebirth by water and the Spirit is the entry into the Christian community. 6 weeks after I was born, after my fleshly birth, my parents took me to church, where a minister of God called upon the Holy Spirit and poured water over my head and baptized me in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Whether my parents understood it or not, they had handed me over to the Spirit that blows where it chooses. And I was born again from above. Born-again Christian at 6 weeks old. In our baptismal liturgy, we pray the following. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it we are buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection. Through it we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. All baptized Christians are born-again Christians. Though we have no record of whether Nicodemus was ever baptized, we can see that he was born anew through his encounter with Jesus. When Jesus was later arrested, Nicodemus would speak boldly in his defense before the Sanhedrin and would have his judgment called into question by his peers. And after Jesus was crucified and his body removed from the cross, Nicodemus would bring myrrh and aloe to assist Joseph of Arimathea in preparing Jesus' body for burial. Tradition holds that due to his association with Jesus, Nicodemus ultimately lost his worldly positions of power, being cast off from the council. But he would come to be celebrated as a saint within the church. Like Nicodemus, we must be willing to reevaluate our reliance on and trust in the allegiances and privileges derived from our fleshly birth. For us who are baptized, we must find our greater allegiance with those who, like us, have been reborn by water and the Holy Spirit. And then enjoy the privilege of allowing the Spirit to carry us where it chooses, so that we might be a witness to the world of a loving God who sent his Son into the world not to condemn it, but rather that the world might be saved through him.